So at this point, I'm convinced that Teo was an idiot.
What convinced you? Is it perchance the fact that he is an idiot?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a little odd. Like, there were very obvious things that happened narratively, but I mean, he just seems to... I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, am I at my wit's end at episode 2 with him? I don't know. I'm somewhere...
You still got a ways to go, Chad.
I know, that's the thing, is I'm like, I know there's 10 episodes, and I'm like, can I be at my wit's end with him in episode 2? Like, I'm just frustrated to the point where I'm like, he can't be the primary love interest. I'm like, no matter where they end up, I'm like, you can't be that person at the end of the day. Especially at the beginning when you're just, like, so oblivious. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a part of... Well, if they're going with the romantic thing, I feel like them being friends and him, like, knowing things about her, like, knowing that something was wrong with her, he should have, like, known. But maybe that's, like, the whole thing that they're trying to go with. It's like, he is close friends with her, but he didn't know because she was hiding it so well. And I'm like, was she?
I think it really just circles back to him, like, not necessarily paying attention to other people besides himself. Like, he just gets too, like you said, like, he's kind of self-absorbed. Not necessarily in a, like, he doesn't give a shit about anyone way, but just in a, like, he forgets that other people might also have things going on. Like, he just gets too, it, like... He just spends too much time thinking about his own shit and not necessarily about others.
Yeah, because that's what I was, like, I remember when we were watching it, that's why I said, you're like, he's not very painfully aware. I'm like, oh no, he's very self-absorbed. That's this whole thing. Like, even in episode 1, I feel like his whole thing was like, I want to situate myself and get my life together and blah, blah, blah. And he's so focused on himself that he doesn't really notice anyone else around him.
Right. And, like, it's not necessarily... badly intended. Like, he doesn't specifically just think, I don't think he consciously thinks, I don't give a shit about anyone, but I do think he just forgets to give a shit about anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, he must be a Leo.
Oh my god. You're right, though.
Here's the drag. Welcome to 10 Things I Hate About Every Sign.
We should do an episode on that.
Love that. So yeah. I'm penciling that into the book, so that'll be a fun one.
Great.
Is
it relevant? Questionable. Do we care?
No. Absolutely not. Do we ever care? I mean, this is a podcast. It's fun. That's the whole fun of this. We can just do whatever topic we want.
Well, that's the beauty of a vague name. Like, it's 3 a.m. and it's 2 a.m. It's like, we never explicitly said it was about this.
Exactly. Fan. We're just film people who, like, gravitate towards that. But for the most part, we do random things. Like when Grace and I did our Inquirer episode. Or sports.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Sports is still within media, but, I mean, obviously we're not sports people.
Yeah, which is why I think it's so funny that you did a sports episode.
Yeah. I was actually just talking to Grace the other day. I was like, I can't wait for us to do our Supernatural episode, where it's actually just me explaining to you two what's going on, like, what's happened in Supernatural up to this point.
Honestly, I'd love to do that. Let me know. Because I'm so curious to hear what's been going on the past... What season are they on?
They're going into 15, and this is the last one.
Okay, so I would love to hear what has been going on the past 4 seasons.
Oh, okay. Wow, you've seen that much? I thought you were going to say, like, 10.
No, I went through season 10. I don't remember if I watched season 10 or if that's when I stopped. But I know they'd at minimum announced season 10 by the time I stopped.
Ooh, season 10 was rough. Like, 9 was...
Yeah, I know I at least watched through 9. I'd have to check for 10. I'm not 100% sure.
Was it 9 or 10 that was rough?
Does my Netflix remember?
Yeah, we'll probably remember. It'll tell you.
Let me look.
But anyway, that's not what this is about. We can get into that in the Supernatural episode. I've been just trying to decide whether or not we should wait until the 15th season is over and, like, we can just encapsulate the whole series, or I should do the road thus far.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I feel like a lot of things. I feel, knowing what I know about the show, I feel like there's too much that has happened since I finished it. I don't even know how far Grace got. between where they are now.
You know what, actually...
It's the kind of show where it's just, like, you miss one season and you miss a lot. Like, yeah. It's not, like, because I know someone who was watching a show and accidentally skipped a season and didn't realize it for, like, a while. And they, like, literally, they skipped an entire season. And I feel like some shows you can get away with that.
Yeah.
Supernatural, I don't think, is one of those shows.
No, because there's, like, a whole shift in stuff. You're like, wait, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, going from, like, say, season 3 all the way to season, like, 6, God. You would just be like, wait, when did Angels come in?
Well, yeah, as I was going to say, especially the first, like, I feel like, those, like, middle, I want to say, like, season 2 or 3 through, like, season 8, I feel like it escalates so quickly with, like, what the show was about.
Yeah.
Because it really goes from, like, this person might die, to it's just like, oh no, they died a long time ago, there's a lot of shit happening, the world might end, and that's only, like, season 5.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday for them.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I feel like the stakes escalate very quickly in that show. Oh, absolutely. I can't even imagine where they're at now. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, so, honestly, we should do a The Road Thus Far episode.
Please, yes.
Where we'll encapsulate the first 14 seasons.
And then love to.
Maybe you guys can watch season 15 with me, because I think season 15 will be fun, because it's the last time.
That's true. It is the last season. Like, I feel like that's worthy of being watched.
Yeah. Plus, I was like,
Jane, even though it's garbage.
I do it for most shows. Even if they go downhill. You're just like, well, gotta finish this. But yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, I have a couple of random episodes that I probably want you guys to watch. Specifically the musical episode that they did.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Also the Scooby-Doo episode.
I would pay money to see both of those.
We'll just watch, I'll have you watch the tentpole episodes that they do every season.
I personally, like, sometimes people, like, complain about the filler episodes for Supernatural, and I'm like, honestly, I love them, because they're always so fucking weird.
There are very specific filler episodes that I absolutely hate.
Oh, really?
And I know exactly two of them, and I know exactly which two they are. They're very far apart in seasons. Like, the first one is Roadkill, which I think is in season 2.
What happens there?
That was the one, maybe it was season 3, actually. That was this one where this lady had a, no, it's definitely towards the end of season 2, I remember now. She, like, gets... She's, like, reliving her death, basically, where she, like... She basically gets tortured by a ghost, but she's also a ghost. So it's, like, really... I don't know. It's really weird, but...
Don't remember it super well.
It was a dumb
episode. It's been a while.
It was a dumb episode, yeah. Honestly. I think it was one of those ones where it was really just sold because the actress in it, she's, like, very well-known / very good. I mean, she was on Lucifer for, like, 2 seasons or so. But, yeah, that one, and, like, there's another one in, like, one of the latter seasons. I can't remember if it's, I think it was, like, 13 or 12. But it was the episode Baby, where, like, the whole episode is shot from the inside of the Impala. And I absolutely hated that episode, because I was just like, I guess this is, like, semi-motivated, but this is, like, so stupid for where it's placed in the season.
I feel like they were just trying to do, like, a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
They really do try and, like,
yeah.
keep fresh.
I still clearly remember that one. I feel like it's such a famous episode in the series where they do, like, the Groundhog Day thing, but, like, where Sam just gets killed, like, every single day.
Yes, I love it. Actually, it's Dean. It's the Mystery Spot episode. I love that episode.
Yeah, like, Dean has to watch Sam get killed every day.
No.
No, Sam gets killed, right?
No, it was Dean. Sam had to watch Dean get killed every day.
You're right. Oh my god, I had it mixed up this whole time. It's been a really long time.
Yeah, because I think that episode was in season 3, so it was supposed to prepare him for Dean's inevitable death that
you're
was right. coming along.
You're right.
The first 5 seasons are so good. They're so
they
solid.
Are, it's true. I although I think the show as a whole is trash, first few seasons still good. I stand by that.
Yeah, they're very much a magnum opus.
Yep. Even, like, even if, like, certain episodes, obviously, even just standalone, like, if you just watch a random episode, it's a good time. It depends on the episode, though, obviously.
Yeah. But we got really far off topic. We should have saved all of that for a Supernatural episode.
That's true. We just need to have one episode that's just, like, all the off-topic things that we talk about in our other podcasts.
It's a supercut.
Yeah, it's just a supercut of every time we go off-topic. Have fun.
So, but if I cut that out of, like, most episodes, most episodes would be, like, 15 minutes.
Max. You wouldn't have much love.
I told you, we need someone to pay us to stay on topic.
Would we even do it then? How much, okay, Chad, how much would you have to get paid to stay on topic?
It would have to be $5 because we also have to pay the other person. So we have to figure out how to pay them while also getting a profit. This is where math comes in.
No, I quit. Yeah. I'm out. Let's go back on topic.
Yeah. Speaking of math, we were trying to figure out what Teo's major is at his school. And I'm convinced that I think it should be criminal justice because I think that would be really funny. He's like, I want to be a detective, but he's like super oblivious.
That'd be so funny.
I mean, I feel like when it comes to stuff like K-dramas and shit like that, they like poetic irony.
Or like a psychologist.
Yeah. You're just like someone who's just not intuitive at all. That really should be what he's doing. That'd I can't imagine what else he would be doing. Like, yeah. Physics? He doesn't seem that dedicated to anything.
Like, that other side character, the guy, one of the guys who comes to try and live with him, who, like, get kicked out of his house for being a musical actor, that super makes sense because he's so fucking dramatic.
Yeah, but what's really funny is they said, I want to be a musical actor. I'm just like, just say musical theater. Why did they...
Maybe it's a translation thing. You know, sometimes translations get so funky. But I'm sure they didn't intend to say this, but it sure came out weird.
Yeah, but I'm sure whoever, did the typing out of the translations was, like, American.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you have a working knowledge of the, like, of the English language. You could substitute certain phrases.
Honestly, there are days where it's like, I'm sure they're not translating in context. They're just translating words. Because sometimes, like, things that, like, in context make no sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, I see why they did what they did. Like, it wasn't, like, just, like, a wild typo or anything. It was just, like, I think they were not paying attention to the big picture.
Yeah. That's, I totally get that.
Yeah.
It would make so much sense. But, yeah, I can't believe, I really did not expect them to bring back Homegirl from, the first episode where he saw that girl on the street. And it's just, like, he goes on his blind date and he mistakes her for that girl, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I really did not expect her to pop up multiple times and become an actual character.
Yeah, she's one of the main characters. Buckle in.
Oh, goodness. I mean, the weirder thing is I'm like, if she wasn't such a bitch to, what's her name? Sungi? Sungi?
Yes.
Whatever.
Something like that.
If she wasn't such a bitch to her, I would have, like, liked her character a lot more. I feel like, if that whole interaction hadn't happened.
Yeah, she's just, like, unnecessarily aggressive to other women, specifically, and I don't know why.
Okay, what's really weird is, I'm like, so, just from watching anime and reading manga over the years, because at this point I've been delving into that shit for, like, well over 20 years. Definitely. Well, like, a good 25-ish years. And I, it makes me sound so old, but I'm like, really, I just started, like, super young. I'm like, giving myself a disclaimer here. I'm like,
Chad's actually, like, 50.
No, I'm not. I'm baby.
I'm baby?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm baby. I'm baby driver.
Oh my god, I hate it.
That's me when I get in the car.
I'm baby driver. That's why I have my AirPods in.
That's what I'm gonna put on... That's what, whenever I start driving for Uber or Lyft, I'll, like, people get out, I'll be like, I'm baby driver.
Great.
And then they'll think they're in for a wild ride. That'll be fun.
The show.
I honestly just forgot what I was talking about. I got so enamored with I'm baby.
We were talking about how she's,
I'm
aggressive to other women.
I'm that old anime. Yeah. So I've noticed in, like, a lot of, like, anime and shit like that, and I'm not sure if it's, like, I mean, I wasn't sure if it was, like, specific to Japan, but it seems like it may just be, like, a thing within Asian culture in and of itself. But, I mean, like, they do have bullying or whatever, but it seems, like, weirdly extreme in that type of shit where they, like, it's like when those horror stories you hear of, like, oh, like, they were throwing, like, tampons at this girl in the showers.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or, like, forced her to the ground and, like, beat her up or some shit like that. It's, like... Yeah, you watch, like, anime and those, like, that's shit that happens to some of these characters where you're just like, what the fuck?
Some, like, 13 Reasons
Why. Yeah, or it's, like, very bullshit. 13 Reasons Why, and you're just like, what the fuck is going on over there? Yeah, I was just like, no wonder the suicide rate in Japan was so high. I'm like, first there's the pressure to succeed, and then you're getting bullied on top of that. I'm like, shit, you're all going through the same bullshit. Can't you be nice to each other?
I feel like this one isn't as much bullying, though. She's just fucking hates people. I don't know. I just...
Specifically women. She feels threatened.
Well, it's like in the show, like, honestly, we her behavior, women to if you...
shrink themselves.
If you look at her behavior and, like, how she acts around other people, like, she really does. Like, she's only like that to other women. She's not really like that to men. Like, she's kind of, like, standoffish at times, but she's more, it's more in, like, a hard-to-get kind of way, where she's not being, like, a bitch, she's just being, like, I'm not gonna, like, give you affection that easily, I'm just gonna be kind of neutral and standoffish, but, like, with her, she's straight up, like, I don't like you.
Catherine, we teach women to shrink themselves.
Oh my god.
That's really what...
entire monologue.
I'm like, that's literally what it is. Yeah, it's like... She's like, I see you as competition, so I don't like you. And I'm just like, well, little do you know, if she... What's funny is, it's very much one of those situations. She's just like, look, bitch, if I want him, I can have him. I can have him at any minute.
Like, I don't know if it's just, like, a writing media thing or if it's a cultural thing. Because, like, you know, because, you know, there are times where it's like, oh, in movies, people will do this all the time, even if people don't actually act like that. But then sometimes it's like, no, people really do just act like that, and that's why. Because, like, a lot of K-dramas I've seen are like that.
I like the fact that she clapped back at her. She was just like, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, me literally being moved out of my house or thrown out of my house overnight has been very turbulent for me. Yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to figure out my shit. But I'll be more considerate of your feelings.
Yeah, really. How dare you have a couple of my things in your room?
Exactly. I'm just like, bitch, I'm homeless. Are you really going to talk to me like that? I'm like, fuck off.
She's the worst, honestly.
I would have been ready to... I wish she would have fought her. See, if it would have been an American show, actually, if it had been Skins, she would have fought her in the street.
Her and Teo deserve each other.
That for sure would have been a scene in fucking Skins where she's just like, she would have said some shit like that. She would have wrapped up her hair. Or not even done that. She would have just immediately started punching.
Oh my god.
Oh, I miss... See, that's the shit in Skins I miss. See, when they tried to bring Skins here to America, they just really didn't capture that. And I'm just like, I don't understand how they didn't, because I'm just like, dude, we've got trailer trash, we've got people from the ghetto, we've got all kinds, we have arrays of stuff of, like, people who are, like, quote-unquote ratchet. I'm like, there are ratchet people in the fucking suburbs who live in a regular house but literally act like they live in a trap house. Yeah. So I'm like, you could have easily wrote those characters and I would have been like, totally buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead they decided to go in a different way and I'm just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I know.
This isn't realistic of the American experience, especially when they're like, I think they were in the middle of the country or something. I'm like, they really should have. They should have picked some arbitrary place like in the mid-fucking West and been like, oh, this is like growing up, instead of picking some place like probably on the coast where they're like, oh, this is them growing up. I'm like, okay, look, that's not what Skins was about. And here I'm going on a tangent
about Skins. Yeah, I was going to say, it goes on whole tangent about Skins.
Hey, when I get started talking about international things, but I also get in that argument, well, I don't know if you've heard about that, like, where I often get in an argument about with people about, like, Skins versus Degrassi.
I have heard that before at some point. It's been a minute, though.
It's just because people don't understand the difference. I'm like, no, Skins is, like, more, well, I can't say that. I can't say that it's more realistic.
It's really... I was gonna say, I wouldn't, from what I know of the two shows, I wouldn't say that.
It's a little realistic in the sense that you're like, oh, okay, some of this stuff actually happens, but it's really more like along the lines of, this is for entertainment. Degrassi is like, this is a cautionary tale, and this could happen to you. Like, when Manny got pregnant, they're like, so, you want to be a hot girl? You want to be a thottie? Well, you can get pregnant. And then what you gonna do? And the answer is, I'm having an abortion. Is what she said in that episode.
Oh my god.
I love that. Honestly, I love that episode. I still have that gift saved on my computer someplace. Where she's just like, I'm having an abortion. It was just so funny because they banned that episode in America because...
Did they? Oh,
because of that. And I'm just
because
like...
Because she got an abortion?
I'm like, she was like 14 or 15. She should not have been having a child.
No.
Instead, they did like fucking 16 and pregnant. And now we've got Teen Mom OG. So really, who are the losers here? All of us.
Dun, 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 dun. They'd rather have a 13-year-old having a kid than have someone get an abortion.
Exactly.
Anyways, welcome to our next tangent.
It's about women's reproductive rights. Wake up, America!
Wake up! At Alabama.
I would never do that. I would never go back to the South. I really don't like going there. I mean, other than going to, like, Florida or, like, New Orleans, who the fuck really wants to go to the South?
Oh, Atlanta's pretty chill.
Yeah, that's what
I like.
Oh, well, Atlanta.
But, like, nowhere outside of Atlanta. Just, like, within the city. Like, you fly directly in.
And then you're in, like, a certain perimeter when you're in the city as
well.
Yeah,
exactly. You can't leave.
You're in this circle.
Yep.
I love that.
Well, yeah.
Which actually kind of brings us back to
our actual topic.
Yeah, well, because I was thinking about the one girl who, like, we got her backstory, and it was just, like, her mom was super overbearing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't go anywhere.
She comes from, like, a really rich slash powerful family. They aren't really clear on exactly what they are, but, like, they're very rich and, like, significant in the world, I guess.
What's really funny about that is that feels very, like, 2000s Disney movie. Like, My Date with the President's Daughter type shit. It's just like, I just want to be a normal girl, but they're like, expectations.
Yeah, but yeah, her parents are just hella controlling, so she's like, her mom, I think, specifically is, I don't know if they ever mentioned a dad.
Well, she said the dad, didn't she say the dad was in the UK? He's probably like, doesn't give a
fuck. He's probably like, business, kind of like, I'm technically your father, but like, you will very rarely actually see me in person. That's my theory. Because I don't think you ever see him in the show. Because I actually think that might be the only time you, like, see her mother.
Do you know what's really weird is that it's very much the traditional, I think that's very much how, like, baby boomers pretty much grew up. It was very much, like, the dad was away, like, because, you know, that whole breadwinner thing. So it's like, the dad is away working literally all the time, and the mom is around. Either being a housewife or, you know, has a job but isn't working all the time so that they can be around for the kids.
Right.
So you just, like, barely don't see your dad. That's, honestly, that's why everyone has such fucked up relationships with their dads.
Yeah, probably.
The cycle begets the cycle. Until someone breaks it.
Oh boy. So who is a character that you like slash are interested in? Since we've discussed all the ones we don't like so far.
Oh, okay. So, if Teo wasn't a dummy, I would be into him, because, I mean, he's hella cute and tall. But, I'm kind of into his friend Jughead, who I've decided to call him Jughead, because
I forgot his name.
I do, too. I feel like they rarely say his name.
I'm bad at names in general.
I know.
So, yeah, you know me, so.
I mean, no one here at this podcast is good with names. We've all been very bad with names, but
but basically, the guy's best friend who's a civil servant or whatever, something like that. That's what the translation says.
I mean, he's honestly,
because that's what he's, like, studied.
What the fuck exactly is a civil
servant?
I think
it basically means you work for the government. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what it means.
Wait, why do you go to school for that?
I don't know.
I feel like that's just, like, general studies. You might as well just say, like, what is your major? General things.
I do not know. Again, maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know. Haven't really looked into it. I'm lazy.
Yeah, maybe they have, like, more majors over
how
there.
How I personally am interpreting it is that he's going into some sort of government job. But, like, they never specifically say what he's doing. The only specific thing you ever see him doing is when, like, he is clearing out her house that she's being evicted from.
Oh, you mean working one of his many, many jobs?
Yeah, because that's actually part of his major.
Is working all the time?
No. Him when he was clearing out her house.
Oh, like that was like his internship, I guess?
Something like that, yeah. So that actually has to do with what he's studying. That's like the only time you ever get anything specific about what he's doing, though.
Why would he need to do that?
Otherwise, the only thing they talk about is, like, the only other thing they ever say about is, like, what he's studying is that it's, like, don't you think it's too boring or something like that? So, like, it's seen as being boring.
That would have been my thing. See, that's why I'm, like, I kind of want to like him, but the most interesting thing about him is how standoffish he is. And I feel like
he did that defensively. Like, I will never forget the moment when that one girl goes to, like, ask him out, and he's like, before you, he's like, oh, I know you're gonna tell me you like me, and first of all, I don't want to waste your time, so no. He's like, I don't have the time. Bye. He's like, yeah, I think it's just most polite to just not waste your time and be upfront. She's like, you don't have to be polite. He's like, okay, bye.
I was going to say, you should never say that to someone.
It's so funny to me. I love that scene. I think it's hilarious.
I like that scene, too. But I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, that's really his only thing. And I'm like, do you think he did that defensively? Or he's just like, people are going to think I'm boring. What if I'm super standoffish?
I think he literally just doesn't care.
It could be that.
I think he's just sort of like that, like, married to his career kind of dude, where he's just like, I have my sights first and foremost on, like, what I'm doing, and I'm not especially concerned with the people around me. And I think that's why Teo is his only friend.
True.
Because I think he just doesn't prioritize anything social.
Yeah.
That's how I interpret it, is that it's not that, like, he's necessarily trying to do a thing. He just honestly isn't paying attention to people around him. So yeah. He's like, so instead, while Teo is like self-absorbed, he's more like absorbed in his work and his goals very much, you know. He's very focused on his path, but like kind of forgets to stop and sniff the flowers a little bit.
Yeah. I think with him, I like noticed, especially with like the scenes he had with Sungki, he comes off as like very nurturing, which is like, or at least caring and empathetic, yeah, and stuff like that.
Compared to Teo.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He picks up on other people around him.
I think that's why I like him as much, like, why I like him way more than Teo, is because he comes off as way more considerate, like, actually happened to, like, he notices things about certain people, and he's like, well, I mean, particularly he's noticed her.
Right.
A lot. But he's like, he notices certain things, and he's just like, okay, well, I need to, like, keep an eye on that. Like, she was gone for, like, 20 minutes, and he was just like, wait a minute.
Let me call the police and ask if there was any incident with a woman in her 20s.
Which was good and spot on, and I'm like, and fucking Teo was literally looking for her all day, running around the city. Did not fucking call the cops at once. Yeah. Not at all.
It's true.
He was just like, well, he was just beating himself up because he was just like, I'm such a bad friend, and I'm like, well,
his only moment of self-awareness.
It's right, and you should say it.
What was I going to say? Well, I would love to see a prequel of how Teo and him became friends.
Or just, like, a fucking episode. Just a whole, yeah, prequel episode.
Because I'm very curious, because, like, they're such different personalities. I'm like, how does that work?
Because
you don't see enough of specifically their friendship to really get a feel for the dynamic of it.
I mean, I asked you beforehand if he was... I asked you if he was either Teo's only... Well, was either Teo was his only friend or he's obsessed with him. Because he definitely was coming off like he's obsessed with him and like romantically interested in him. But
he's
knows that it's
just
never
has
gonna go
no
anywhere.
Other friends. I like, my only thing is, I think it's just like an opposites attract thing. Like, they balance each other out because Teo's so like, I'm just here to have a good time and yeah, I'm just gonna do my thing, and then the other guy's just like, I just have to work constantly. And so I think they kind of balance each other out in that way, and that's why I'm guessing they're friends.
Yeah.
But again, the show doesn't really go a lot into, like, their relationship specifically. Most of the show is, like, more group dynamic, and then you get the occasional, like, pairings. Like, both relationship, both romantic and platonic, question mark?
Yeah.
Some are, like, platonic, and then some are just, like, I mean, we're never explicitly saying it's romantic, but we're also not explicitly saying it's platonic either, so.
Platonic.
Platonic. You know how, you know what I mean.
I do. I just like to laugh.
You do. You're like Teo. You're here to have a good time.
I am. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here to have a good time. Basically just Teo's other friends. I like them.
Yeah. The other two.
Yeah, I'm really into the musical theater dude just because he's so
they're
fucking
really,
goofy. He
they're
seems like
so
he'd be
funny,
so
yeah.
He seems like he would be a fun time.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be like that friend who like annoys the fuck out of you, but, like, you're always gonna have a good time if you're hanging out with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is why I'm wondering, like, how that character would be in romantic situations, because I'm just like, are you goofy all the time, or what?
Him and the other character are very much, like, side characters in which they don't have, like, they have their own side plots that you get to follow, but that's not super, like, essential to the main plot.
Yeah, I've noticed that it's basically Tae Sung-gi, Tae-ho's new love interest, and the friend.
Yeah, pretty much. I would say those are, like, the main four.
Yeah.
But you do get those two. They're in every episode, and you do get to see more of, like, specifically what they're doing separate from everyone else, but, like, I wouldn't say that either of them are having, like, any really significant plot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just, like, here's what they're kind of up to. Like, they're doing their own thing. They're, like, living. They're not completely just tertiary, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was just thinking, I'm like, they very much are straight rights, and at this point in June, I really don't think that's healthy. That's very homophobic of us to be doing.
That's true. Well, how dare we do this? If you want gay content, I wouldn't recommend K-dramas, because they're not... the most represent, at least from what I personally have seen, they're not especially representative of gay characters. And the ones that they have aren't great representations.
I, as an American, demand more gay content in K-dramas.
We need to watch that one episode of Strong Girl Bongsoon, which I told you gets a little gay at one point.
Ugh, I can't wait. Especially since both guys are such cuties. I'm like, it's true. Can't wait. I love it, Barbara. Well, I don't know. There really wasn't all that much that happened other than that in this episode.
Yeah.
This
is one of the ones that is less dramatic, I would say, than some other K-dramas I've seen.
Yeah, it really just set up more character stuff, and I was just like, I immediately drew the line in the sand on certain characters. It's like, oh, well, I already don't fuck with you. Don't fuck with you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this K-drama is very much one of those, like, ensemble cast things where it's like, there's not really, like, the main plot is literally just the building of relationships. Like, there isn't a lot going on aside from just characters interacting with one another. Like, they don't really have much else. Like, with Strong Girl, they have the whole dark subplot with a guy, like, killing people slash kidnapping people. But, like, this one is very much just, like, here are all these characters. They're building relationships with each other, and their relationships are changing and evolving. And, like, they're, like, that's pretty much the entire plot of the show. It's just how the relationships change.
Yeah. So, basically, you're 20.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah, watch Hello My 20s. That's a fun one. Similar.
Well, I can't, because that's very homophobic this month.
Well, guess we'll wait for July.
I can't watch anything that's hashtag straight right.
I'll Google gay K-dramas.
Gay dramas.
Do they exist?
No, I don't think so. I think they're in there.
Like, I don't think there are any that are, like, specifically gay.
I know that there are a couple that are either from Thailand or, like, the Philippines or something.
Top gay Korean dramas 2018.
Oh, well, there's a list.
7 best boys love Korean drama.
Oh, no. You lost me at boys love. And I'm like, oh, no. Just call it gay.
It's true.
Like, why say boys love? That sounds like so much worse. It's like when people are like, don't say dick, and you're just like, penis.
There's a Reddit post where it says, where can I watch gay Korean dramas? Good question. Oh, and this person says, there aren't any gay Korean dramas, dot, dot, dot.
Move on. It's like, come on.
Rip.
Do you know your audience?
Well, I think they exist. I think we just have to look, and they may not be, like, good. You know what I mean?
it's true. But they play a lot into that, because they know that girls love that whole, like, oh, these two boys are really close. They're really close. They're really good friends. True. Oh, they're breathing on each other.
But it's not, like, in an ally way. It's in a, like, kind of perverted way.
Yeah, it's in a very fetishized
way. I found one called My Pistachio.
Honestly,
this one is called Canceled Faces. What does that mean?
Honestly, we really just need to get them some porn. I'm just like, just watch some porn with a story at the beginning.
Gay out soon for : rumor.
What does that mean? What were any of those words?
I've only found one so far that has a rating, and it has 10 ratings of 5 stars, called The Lover.
It's really weird.
This one is called I'm Horny Now.
Well,
so soulmates get it, like, the city.
Oh, God. These are just getting progressively worse.
Queer movie 20.
Progressively worse. Next one will just be one word. It'll be like the.
Just friends? Question mark. Boy meets boy.
Oh well, that's actually a book.
Goodbye day.
Goodbye day.
Like a virgin. The wig.
Wig the house. Love that. That's actually very on brand for this month, and we should probably watch that one.
Yes.
What are we watching? Wig.
The wig.
The wig. The house. Boots.
Wow. Well, what a time.
I can't wait.
Time to do some research.
Ugh. Love that. Well, I'm pretty sure I can find some other ones that I'll look into those ones that I have tertiarily seen. They're definitely, I think, from either Thailand or the Philippines, but I'll look into it. Maybe we'll watch some for this month. I mean, like, definitely that's what we're going to be doing for June. We have to watch gay things. I know I said that I was going to make it Jungle June and we're just going to drop in the shit, but let's just push that to another month.
I mean, we gotta.
Yeah. I mean, we only get 1 month to be gay. There's only one month where you can be gay, guys. Only 1 month out of the whole year.
Oh my God.
If you do it any other time, shot on sight.
Oof.
Electric chair.
Oh. Okay, if this particular app I'm on doesn't have an LGBT genre, I'm going to be mad because one of the genres is arts and crafts, so.
I haven't looked at the one on Netflix in a while. It was pretty small for a hot minute, so we'll see if it's expanded. But, you know, we'll see how things go. As for this show, I'm definitely going to continue watching because now I'm invested. I found characters that I'm invested in.
Good.
It may not be the main guy, but I love the main girl. Love a struggling bitch. Who's also, you know, on top of things. I mean, she did get that job real quick. She was just like, I may not have a house, but I'm gonna get me a job and I'm gonna sleep in that bitch.
They don't have an LGBT genre, but they do have a medical drama genre. That's offensive.
When it comes to the medical genre, all you need is Grey's Anatomy and that's it. End of list.
Well, this is specifically specializes in, like, Asian television. So, like, Korean, Taiwanese, Chinese, they have Indian stuff as well, like...
Yeah. All you need is Grey's Anatomy worldwide. That's
what the heck is Trot?
Just the one show. Well, anyway...
I'm mad. I'll do some research and get back to you.
Okay. I can't wait. As always... Thanks for listening, guys. Gucci.
Gucci.